Talking about alchemy and the elements. Alchemy holds, spiritual alchemy holds that the psyche, in particular, or at least the soul, if we try and stop being psychological, it's hard to not be psychological given we're in the 20th century, 21st century. But alchemy holds that the soul, if you like, has elemental characteristics. Elemental characteristics. So in the alchemical symbolism, the square symbolises the four elements. When you look at a lot of the emblems that have come to us from the Middle Ages and beyond, you'll find that the four elements figure prominently in the various stages of the transmutations. So the element, the imagination and the psyche is an elemental phenomena that has properties that are a bit like air, properties that are a bit like the earth. The earth has been divided in alchemy, by the way, into a couple of different types: soggy, muddy, hard, solid, rock, etc. So that one tends to get a bit of extra divisions, which you would expect. And of course, in modern science, it's been divided again and again and again. But you know, in the old traditional systems, earth meant certain things: fire, of course, burning, heating, warmth, water, fluid, cold. Air and the various interpenetrations. Air and gases were part of the same thing too, by the way, gases. Okay, so that's what the square means. The outer circle is the beginning of the journey. Starts of the sort of engineered. Remember we talked about it's an attempt to engineer change for a positive way. Many physicians were alchemists. Of course they're looking for positive outcomes, otherwise they lose their jobs. Not too keen on being a physician if everybody dies that you're with. So even today, we expect our physicians to be people who influence the outcomes in positive ways. It's also got mathematical, traditional mathematical. We're right in the middle of the circle and the square here. So you just said that the outside begins. The outside is kind of the beginning of the alchemical journey. Okay. The outside is the circle, which is the beginning of the alchemical journey. It's also to do with wholeness. It's the prima materia, in a sense, which is the stuff you start your particular journey with. It's got pure matter. It's in somewhere in there is the spirit, Mercurius. Somewhere in the prima materia is the stone, in a weird way. The job is to get to the centre of the second circle, where you find the stone. It looks very simple from here, doesn't it? It's just a circle, square, triangle. It's pretty easy. But that can take a long period of time. It's called the work, the opus. In the middle there.